Back to the misanthropic principle. We're talking about foreign policy now. I know it deviates the subject matter, the content. What are we talking about? What do you guys want to talk about? Let's talk about other things that make sense, that don't matter, that don't bother people. My point. Why is it not bothersome to talk about this stuff? It is. Like, people get bristle. You know, they bristle at the thought of some of the stuff, and they think you're anti-American and those sort of things. But, who was it that said? Was it Thomas Jefferson? Is that his name? Yeah, Jefferson. He said that the dissent is the highest form of patriotism. So, if you aren't, like, carefully... Like, also, they say that to have a true democracy, you have to have an educated populace. And so... Not only are people not educated properly about what's going on, but they also somehow think that we're number one ideology is going to get them and somewhere and get their country to look, you know, decent in the public sphere and the global sphere. Yeah, not that I believe in 3 years, but 4 years. But anyway, I don't think it matters. Yeah, and the planet don't matter. I don't even know if they're really there. I don't trust NASA. And did you know, like, every single, like, area where they study what's going on in space is controlled by NASA and stuffed with engineers that are told to use a program like fucking Blender or something? And that's what they make, renderings of what they see that a code has created for everyone to see the same damn thing. There's no possible way that we know that they're seeing anything that's, like, really there. Because it's always artist rendering, right? It's always a computer CGI, like, derived image. And, yeah, so how do you know for sure what's out there? These are like, common ways to indoctrinate a population and get the world to think a certain way about everything. And maybe, like, even if planets existed, like, what difference does it really make? It's just something to, like, give you coursework to get a population in the, like, the role or in the pattern of being indoctrinated. We all have a common set of core beliefs as a human race because we were told to believe it. And believe it or not, the government of the United States has a sickening level of control over everything. And this also ties into simulation theory. So even if the planets, you want to believe that they exist, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just like it's part of the simulation we're in, to believe in the planets. It's just based off belief, right? We supposedly we have enough money and the ability to launch a sports car, a Tesla, whatever car was it? A Tesla vehicle into outer space. Even though you can see the stupid thing, the arm that holds it and spins it around, you can see it, and you see dust fibers everywhere while they're shooting it. And how the fuck does the car get up there? And what kind of paint was used? Why was there, like, some sort of, like a person, like, representation of a crash dummy or something, a crash dummy inside of it? How does that withstand all the forces acting upon the vehicle as it is launched? I mean, nobody is answering these questions. Like, is there a temperature change? Is there, like, we know there's atmospheric changes. What happens to the car in that process? Let's hear about it. And even Elon Musk is sitting there during the interviews, and he's like, I'm spent. I don't know what else to say about this matter, because he sees the corrupt nature of NASA, and he's like, I think he understands that the government fucking lies about everything. And the moon landing, even Clinton said in his book that he doesn't believe that we went to the moon either. And he said that we're sitting on, like, a treasure trove of lies and lies and lies, even about World War II. So I don't know when they're going to release everything. And the only people that have been able to see certain things are people that have actually studied the matter and gone to the libraries in person and, like, you know, signed up to see these documents. And you know that one historian that people think is anti-Semitic all the time, and he kind of might come off that way? He is, like, a curmudgeon. Yes, he is. And he seems to have a different perspective of World War II, and I'm not excusing any like, person like Hitler ever, even Stalin. I'm not excusing their actions, but I'm saying that we have been indoctrinated to a point where you should not trust what you are taught in a school, like a classroom setting. You should be able to question it without like getting all uppity about something. A lot of stuff is not as it seems, and I'll get into World War II later, but anyway, that was my view on planets. It's like another step in the indoctrination process. You get to learn about the nine planets pretty early, don't you? Why? What does this have to do with a child's education? Is this a step in the indoctrination process? Like, what do the planets have to do with your education? Is it cool? Is it interesting? Like, is everything in the atomic sense too? It seems like somebody thought that through. They're like, why don't we teach children atomic structure through planets? I don't know if they really ever do that though, they don't. But the bigger question is, why are kids learning about planets, and why is Pluto so, like, finicky on its status? It decides, yeah, it decides itself. But the thing is that it allows people that do study astronomy to work with astronomical numbers, and that's interesting, but I took an astronomy class, and god damn it's like, it's very difficult. It is like, it's just like high math with, it's just math with giant astronomical numbers. And ultimately, what do you gain from that? Like, what do you understand about the universe and from understanding the planets in our solar system? Because then they say that there's so many other universe, parallel universes, it goes on and on and on. It is quite possible any of it is true. But what difference do the planets make in your life, learning about them? They just don't. And they start so young that what is the deal? I think it's like to get everybody on the same page. And then the further steps of indoctrination occur. And there are certain things like basics that people need to know, but planets, really? Yeah, it is kind of shoved down your throat. Yeah. And what is it with Pluto status? I don't know, but that's interesting. The indoctrination process to get us all on the same page. D. I knew it. And yeah, but what about the other things? Like, page, I don't know, three or something. But let's try E4, and I was on E4 too. Is that random? Non-random quinky dink. Yeah. Why is non-random quinky dink so cute? Well, it's not cute. It's an, like, it can be annoying. I've said non-random coincidence too. Why is quinky dink annoying? Because they probably overdid it. Yeah. But why are we always doing that? Why do we always have to, like, go through and rehash what they said? Does anybody care what they have to say? Again? Yeah. They brainwash on stuff like Marcos. He doesn't get brainwashed on shit. He's like, oh no. God damn it. Oh no. And he doesn't get brainwashed on shit. He became Country Bumpkin at an audition or something. Like, I didn't. But he's like, no. Nyeh. He's like, what is nyeh? No, he knows that what that was. That was when he went to the Maya grocery. And I can't speak because I'm laying down. He went to the Maya grocery with his mom, his with Ma, with Ma, and he was Mock, like Bostonian Mock, yeah. And they had like hats with little propellers, and well, Josh had a little balloon tied to under it with a ribbon, and he was lost at the front of the store. And their eldest brother was in the larger part of the car because he was in the front seat, and their mom was pushing them around at the Maya grocery, and Josh got lost, and because, oh my god, listen to this, he got molested in the fitting rooms. Buster, oh my god, listen to this. Yeah, she likes this, she does, cause she's trying on them jeans. She's like, who is that cute little boy? They're the same cohort pretty much, yeah. And memes was there to defend. God damn, we're there by ourselves, Sarah, we are both there by ourselves. Oh my god. But he's lost. He has ice cream too. Oh my god, it's so cute. How old is he? Like 13. Right? And then Mark, how old are you? You were like 15? And then yeah. And then your eldest was like 17 in the front part of the car. And your mom's like, well, should we go pick him up from the front of the store? She has that accent. Yes. And then little Mark's like, yeah. And then your eldest is like, we gotta finish up our groceries. Oh my god, listen. He can wait. that that's what they did. He got molested in the meantime. John got molested? Yeah, we both did. We tag teamed it. Oh my god, this Sarah and Sean did he. Yeah, we both couldn't resist. We saw that little boy. We went after him. Oh my god, isn't it? He's like, really? That's what happened? Yeah, you were like 13, and I was like 13, she was like 13. Yeah, we're all 13. We're doing you in a fitting room in a restroom. Yeah, it was like a male's fitting room, too. Yeah, he was like lost in gents' socks, that aisle. It's like an aisle. Yeah, there's so much variety at the Maya Grocery. The Maya Grocery? Yeah, I wasn't saying it right. It's kind of hard when you lay down, you have holes in your pipes. you do. It feels like it. It does, yeah. Could it be from Malaria? Yeah, but I mean, the way you guys describe it, it's like you knew what you were trying to do, and it does feel like that. Oh my god, it does feel like that. But is this like anything we say? No, it's not. Not anything you say becomes the truth, because it's actually the fact that you have been surrounded by people that just kind of like cater to you, whatever whim you have, like, let's just go with it, or they don't like stand up against it enough. Yeah, but what about the fact that we don't really have another outlet to think about stuff? Like, who is it that wants to be? Let's stop the redundancy. I don't like these questions. Yeah, ask another question about planets or something. Like, well, why are NASA and everything else so intertwined? I feel like I just loved it. I don't know if I wanted it. Is that what you wanted to say? Like, no. I want to say, why are they intertwined? That's an interesting question. I don't know much about this, but I do know one, that the European Space Agency is also working with NASA on everything. And the only thing that, you know, I wonder in the Chinese curriculum and the Russian curriculum, like, how big of a role do planets play, and when do they introduce planets? We need to look into that. I don't know. Planetary, like, they want your mind to be like out in space. They don't want you to think about things that are going on around you as much, and that's the problem. Like, people don't know how they're being like ripped off and mistreated and used by their own country, and they don't have that anger that sense of justice, like the Terminator said. Ralph Nader, he's a Terminator. Like, he said that young people today lack a sense of justice, and they don't sense the, like Seth, like the moral injury, like a veteran said on RT, that he felt. And he even admitted to, like, acting inappropriately, maybe raping a woman. And he felt moral injury for that, and he should. But it's mutuals a lot of times, like, both parties are drunk, yeah. More so than the not. Well, it depends, like, if a guy doing the raping of a woman that's drunk, like, that's, like kind of unconscious or something, that's pretty bad. But, like, usually the guy's less drunk. Yeah. But, yeah, usually the guy's less drunk. But sometimes it's mutuals. And sometimes it's agreed upon beforehand, I don't know. So, it's okay. It's agreed. Because you assume it'll happen. Yeah. Like, yeah, you would plan it. You should not plan it, but whatever. Yeah. It's like the norm for you. Oh my god, look at this. Yeah. I can't keep my nail polish on. Told you I had it. But then don't go in. What? You can't get it. Why is he like this to me? Is this a Dan Bellow voice? He's like, make Dan Bellow voice something else. Okay. Why is he so hushy today? I'll speak with a different colloquial, yeah, colloquial. That's a mad dog. She's mad dog, yeah. And she has her pocket dick always. Don't say it. Oh no, it's such a pants. Oh, in the way people say pants. It's so offensive. Oh no, pants. Like, what? Oh no. Oh my god, it was so lame from the get-go. Oh no. Oh no, couldn't figure out who was the one that found it funny, ever. Oh no, everybody felt bad for everybody for laughing. Or I mean, yeah, something like that. But who Really found it funny. I don't know. You guys came back from your like brainstorming sessions or your brainwashing sessions, and suddenly pants was the topic of conversation. Pants. I don't know. Goddamn pants. They are goddamn because they suck. Well, lately they've been better. Sierra talked about it. She's like, they are more absorbent and whatnot and thinner. Yeah. Did you try period pants yet? Like the full underwear? Like panda pants, but you can just period all over them, yeah. And like it doesn't feel wet or like bloody, yeah. Have you tried them? They exist. Like, no. Oh no, like who the fuck wants to wear blood drenched underwear? Oh no. A diaper of blood. Oh no. Who the fuck would do that? I don't know, like you gotta have like a crazy, like heavy period. Like, what if you did the cup, a tampon, a pad, and those period pants? Oh my god. You need to get help on that. Wow. Those are women's matters. We're back to planets now. So, okay, so like all the different space agencies across the world all kind of work with NASA. And the one that doesn't is the one we don't want to work with, is China. Like, we never want to invite China in to do anything with us. We compete with China, but we use Russian and like motors in our spacecraft or whatever, like Russian parts, yeah. And so they don't want to give sanctions, they'll want to put sanctions on Russia for those type of things because they know that they need them so badly. And they privatized it. They have privatized our space exploration, and China is going to put a equivalent of our space station up in space. Like, for $5 billion, I think? And then we're gonna build a wall or have built our fence for $5 billion. While we could have just invested in border, you know, jobs, like creating, like, hospitals, whatever we need to do to help the Mexican economy there, too, because we do suck out a lot of stuff. We wiped out their farming of corn. They used, you know how Mexico has, like, lots of different colored corn and stuff? Yeah. We, like, wiped out that native corn industry, so we just have our disgusting, barbaric, GMO-laced corn, like the big, fat corn, yes. So Mexican farmers really suffered because of trade agreement? The North American Free Trade, NAFTA, yeah. So NAFTA hurt the small farmers and large farmers that did, like, local corn. They were known for it. And then suddenly they did gross corns. And the U.S. has a... This is such a haphazard, random thing, this podcast. Has a monopoly on milk products and milk because it's much cheaper to, like, cross the border and buy milk in this country than it is in Mexico because we overproduce our milk. And then we force countries to buy it. And then we lace it with, like, hormones and shit. Yeah. And we're also forcing the European Union to buy our chicken, our chlorinated hormone-filled chicken and produce and stuff. And they don't want to. People there don't want the GMOs. And their food does taste better. And actually, Jessica, do you think German food, like their meat and stuff, tastes better? Yeah, it does. It's better quality, yeah. But I don't get why this has to do with planets. I want to know, why are we learning planets at such an early age? Did you look it up, that in other countries? They're like, no, we don't even teach. Because it's like made up. It is to just get us on the same page, Dee, and then like, yeah, move us on from there. Because once your mind is out in space, they can teach you anything. If you buy onto that, you can learn it. You can teach, you can book learn anything to a kid. I don't know. Learn. I don't know. It's wrong. But why is that not a bigger deal? It should be a huge deal. You're right to think it is. It should be. But that just goes on with the whole indoctrination theme. There's a reason why education, public education, is set up this way. And even private education is just designed to get the snottiest, most disgusting kids up through, like, into so their parents can buy off the donate to a university or college, get their kid in there. And then they go on to take, like, leadership roles and basically go on destroying the Earth, not caring for, like, the fact that we are destroyed the planet to a point now where, you know, if we had kids, our grandchildren would not be able to maybe breathe properly without some sort of underwater rescue. Yeah, exactly. So, because of capitalism, we don't care about the environment, and we do live on a finite planet, and there are some people that suggest that it's not finite, because they always say, oh, there's more oil coming, but like, there's other options though. It's like, they're so single-minded. I've also heard that other like companies like Tyson, you know, like for proteins, well, they have shifted their like view of what they can produce, it rather than like chicken and turkey or whatever the fuck they make, or they produce, or not produce, but like animals that they slaughter. They are thinking more protein based and like vegetarian options that are proteinaceous, like yes, men's semen. What the fuck? Yeah, I wonder what like the nutritional information for women's wetness is. I don't know. Everybody's studying because men are obsessed with their semen. Don't you think so? Somebody's making me think. Men are obsessed with their seminal fluids. They are. I think they're obsessed with like the idea of blowing their load. The Bukkake car wash. Yeah. They like getting drenching a lake. Yeah. It just shows the power and dominance. Yeah. I think so. That was bad. Yeah. But anyways, why are everyone saying I'm thinking of you and you're thinking of me? To make you uncomfortable, and you're not Josh. No. But then you admit, well, why would they try to make me think of Jessica of seminal? Oh, seminal vesicles? That, why gave you that nickname? Why? Because it sounds like Jessica for a second. Like seminal vesicles. Okay. And then he saw. Yeah, because I don't know how many times he said it. But I didn't like it. Yeah, I can say you don't like it. Who would? Yeah. Why do it? Because he's fucking annoying. And he were. Yeah. Why is it not that annoying to just talk? I don't know. Like, why is there so much high pressure on everything? High pressure? Like, why is there, like, okay, so why are there rooms where you have to, like, choose to go talk to people? I don't know what you're doing. And then they always said, choose John. Like, okay, whatever. Whatever. Guess we do this. Did you do that? Yeah, they were, but now the room thing doesn't work. And now they're like, so that's why you chose that? Yeah. And then also, I wanted to talk to him, but I mean, like, this room thing doesn't make sense, because why can't we just sit and chat? Well, people don't want to be loud. Oh, well, I gotta get frequent controls. They're like, we don't mind, but it's like having a radio on. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, let me look in your radio and maybe I can just blather on about this stuff, you know? Have callers, pretend callers. Oh my god, we can put on YouTube, yes. That would be cool. It would be cool. So Jessica asked about planets, and it brought up some interesting information. It made me think some more about it. So other people asking questions helps other people. Of course. Well, that of course is still like uppity. Not uppity, it's like excited. I like it. So yeah, it's non-threatening. It is non-threatening, of course. It's like a, yes, of course. It's like a happy one, yeah. So why don't you feel good when people, I think it's because I've been repeating myself over and over again. So when I say of course or exactly, it's like, yeah, I know. And for you guys, I don't know if it feels good still, but if it felt good, that's great. I'm glad we're on the same page. Yes. Why do we say that? Because we love like wearing every joke out. It's not a joke, man. It's interesting how we synthesize together and I spit out her name. And she was of their cohort, right? She wasn't of their cohort. She wasn't of their cohort, so it was impossible for me to know her that level. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why the fuck it's such a big deal. I don't know. If it's just her voice, it's not a big deal. It's unique. Yeah. Do you think you're the only one that speaks like that? Like what? Like has a voice? Me? You have exaggerated it, I think. Wait, who are you talking to? Me? Are you telling me? You're talking to... Oh. Who was the one that thought they could fix it? I have no clue. You guys kept suggesting that I fix it, and I don't know if I fix it. I don't know what you're doing. And then also, if somebody can't fix it, it has to do more so with other factors too, like their actual bone structure and skull, musculature, teeth, gums, tongue positioning. I mean, she could have suffered from some sort of ailment that affected her speech. And, vision, maybe. Because that's the thing, you were always saying her name. You were? I didn't know that. Well, I believe, actually, Nicki Minaj thing. Yeah, you were always saying, for how long? The last few days? No. So you guys know her? No. We all were in the room together, if anything. When? Who else is asking? Candia? Yeah, because, why are they saying this? They lie all the time. They're trying to make it. I don't want a fake feedback loop. I know. Let's keep it real because it's more interesting that way. Yeah. It is more interesting that way. Why do you make it? Is that something? Yeah. Why do you? It's pretty interesting without all of it, Why are they even talking? I know. Because that's what the whole goal was, wasn't it? And then what about the fact that no one... She gets so annoying that because why doesn't she say something interesting? And the planet thing was interesting. It really was. It made me think about it more. It did. Mm-hmm. So everybody has something to offer to as far as imparting knowledge or opening up somebody's mind. It opened your mind more. It did. It made me think more about the planet. And now I'm thinking about everything that they standardized for us. Standardized testing is the worst thing ever to happen to children. Did you know, little kids of, 8 years old, I don't know, it was 8, but, they have to, take standardized tests, and they're, getting so nervous, they're, throwing up and stuff, before the test. This is ridiculous. In European countries, they don't deal with this mess. Was it Sweden? I can't remember which country it was. But they have Switzerland. I can't remember. But they're all really good. The Nordic countries and stuff on education. And Germany's good too. And actually all European countries are so good with education. But then everybody's like, we all know. But what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. In one of those countries, they have a teacher that, I know credentials don't matter that much, but one teacher that has a master's degree, and then they have two other teachers that are in the classroom helping with everything. So that's in every classroom for kids, so they get a lot more individualized attention. There's no private schools in many cases, so there's no class-based difference in your education. So that's why people don't like private school. Yeah, because it's disgusting to create a class-based society on purpose. Oh no, I hate that word. Me too. What is it? Is that my D voice? No, it is Mars. Like your D, Yeah, it does sound pretty annoying, I guess. It wasn't that noticeable. No. Petty matter. Yeah. It was just a good way to. Actually, it's only because you can hear it so much. You can hear me in it, but it's deep. But I think I remember it now from other times. Yeah, he was the one that let me do this. But that's psychopathic, because why couldn't I do it? But he was also listening to me, I guess, there. I don't know why you guys aren't talking about it. There's somebody that said that, oh, she hates herself so much already. That was my friend. Their brother? No. But to whom? So, you guys cross paths, but I don't mind. No, we just make up though. Why? And then fake tears? Like, what is this? It just seems like an exercise in selfishness. Mm. The matters we're trying to discuss are serious, and you just treat them with frivolity, like I said in my slide. Is this your arboretum? No, seriously. Okay. Why did she fell back? Yeah. Her birds are silly. Oh no. She has silly birds. Oh no. Yeah. That's weird. Ridiculous. That was so cute. Sorry, Buster. I think your birds are cute. She's like, I trained them. She has them like on her arm. Like a hawk, like a falconer. Yeah. But she has like pretty birds. That's cute, Jimmy. I'm like, it's DB. Reading is one thing. It's my fault. Oh my God. Mr. Sun is my dad. Oh no. I'm so stupid. Because he kept on playing it. And then, what was the other thing that you did that was funny? He did cute things that were funny. Oh, I'm 33. I can't help it. Or the pedophile. I'm 34. I can't help the pedophile still. Everyone's trying to find number codes, yeah. And the whole time I was like, I don't want to solve stuff. I'm sick of this. Just give me some help. Answer my questions. Just what was going on? Yeah, I had to like figure out this. I was trying to figure out why are people acting so bizarrely? Cassandra's on the fucking. This is what I pictured. Like, Cassandra's in her furry fetish costume and like up on the top of like the tallest tree by the house. And like holding like a Easter basket or something. God damn. You see it too? Yeah, this is, my God. That is so funny. And I loved her BB impression. BB. It was so cute. Between you, yes. And then when I said Master Cassandra, they got so pissed off. They're like, I was right. There's no such thing as a female master. Like, it was gross anyway. They get like this urge to rape. I don't get it, you guys. It's no pleasure on your end. I know. I think that's when I was saying, like, oh, Signature Striker just likes to provide pleasure, so he's empathetic. But then I was like, no, he just likes having power over women. Yeah. And women also did, too. They're like, we can't believe it works. Oh no. Craziness. And they're like, why don't you try to write that? I didn't know it was that simple. I'll show you the drawing I did of the stupid directed energy weapon. Like, I pictured it in my mind. It was so, like a dildo, but, like, a red light-up dildo with a black handle on the bottom. Oh, my God. Isn't that a picture? Yeah, somebody showed me a picture like that to help me, see dick warming in action. What dick warmer is like a sweater for your dick, according to Lee Care from Protected Tonight. So I don't know where you guys went with it. You guys are showing me like images of people on dicks walking around. Really? Yeah. That's a dick warmer. God, I need a sweater on the dick. That's cute. Yeah, for winter at least. That's why I got your hosh on. That's his like cock ring. Does it keep it hard all the time? Cock rings? Yeah. He has multiple. Caught without a toss, yeah. But then he wore a sweater? Yeah. All the colors. Guys, he's boy. He's so cute when he says what I'm saying, too. Cutie and sweetie. Cute and sweet. I don't say that much.
Why? It's cute and sweet here when you say it. Oh, anyway, the answer is like nothing but kids. I used to be. Aww.
They were all the kids. They all thought it was going to be something else, yeah.
As the meaning? Yeah, but no, I agree 100% because did you see her sachet?
Did you see her with her studded top at Hominology? Oh my god, there has to be a separate check,
because it's always that interruption kills the moment. Okay, back to the misanthropic principle.
Have you heard about this show, Hominology?
And Josh McCain that nothing cares. If anybody has any animosity towards Bibi, you should get to know her. She has some YouTube videos. Yeah. She does. She's a puppet, you know? She's, you know, treated like a puppet, a marionette puppet. Okay. Not nail polish. White. White, doesn't it? Okay.
Union?
Danbella or Josh? Everybody goes, I don't know, when you guys paint your nails. Oh, to camouflage better, right? They paint their nails, they don't wear gloves. Oh no. It's like, better that way, I guess. We paint nails black. Wear eyeliner and have black nails. No, we were copying you. Oh, because I didn't have, like, the only color I had was, like, turquoise, and I don't like doing that. Black boys are more. Yeah. What's wrong with black nail polish? It looks cute. I don't know. On a woman's hand, it looks nice. Yeah. On a man's hand, it looks fine too. That's the style. Yeah. We don't judge around here. Right, Judge? It's like, oh my god. Like, that's very right. Yeah. We're gonna have to do a lot more of those. Yeah. Judge Buck from SoCo County.
So County.
Oh my god. But no, Josh is SoCo with Conley Moon. I mean, he's a dark looking drinker. Yeah. Why are you there?
Because I thought I saw you with like a flask on the. You had superimposed this image or projecting it somewhere in the house in San Diego on the floor. Yeah. You were just using directed energy to shape shit on the floor because it was so messy. Well, hydrochloric acid was also. Borax helped, yeah, other powders. But, yeah, I can't believe, like, that's a, like, such a blatant serious crime. Acid, you don't throw acid at people, and they literally were throwing it from the attic. And the phone was ringing upstairs for Michael's number. Michael Theodore. So anyway, yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre. Like, everything was so obvious, but it was... No one wants to pursue legal anything. As long as I can be left alone for the rest of my life. Like this? I guess. But this isn't that bad. But why are people using directed energy on the bed, are they? Yeah, I don't like it. But then we don't get why you don't think it's our mod. It could be your mod too, right? But how? It's just you moving around, but like... You just get up on a surface that's like a bed. And just make it like Shalini's bed, so then now I can feel it Shalini. Oh no, I don't like Shalini. Shalini. You don't have a speech impediment. I think people have like a perception impediment or hearing impediment, yeah. And my dad is just plain fucking lazy in his pronunciation. He just thinks so too. It just, like, doesn't make sense. Yeah, it might have something to do with local dialect or something in India, like, growing up, but he moved to Canada when he was, like, 15, so he doesn't really have an excuse anymore. Yeah, 15's enough time to get acquainted. Yeah. I think he's surrounded, like, with my grandmother's accent. Yeah, growing up, too. You know, she's a cafeteria lady. She used to work at a factory. Isn't that cool? I thought that was cool. For a woman that was like married at age 12 or 13 or something. To my grandmother who was like 17. Is that that big of a deal? Yeah, because my mom was talking about people like getting married in 1907 and stuff like that. I don't know when they got married, but it was definitely not 1907. It could.
No, it couldn't have been, because my grandmother was born in 1940. What was it? 30. Why is it slipping my mind now? Was it 1920? Well, my mom was born in 57. So it was 30. No, it wasn't. Wait, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah. She was older than me. March. And that's not even accurate, because, like, she changed it to March. It should be January. I don't even know why you would do that on any document. Yeah. I was surprised I could find so much information. Just that one page from Google was a lot, yes. It's an epidemic. And people are like, it could have been a black plague. She knows about the black plague. She would have said something. It must have been global epidemic. What about this? Oh yeah, we were thinking that Mark and I and Zed, and actually everybody, kind of think it's like a private lab in China that kind of worked with U.S. companies, has a mole, yeah, double agent or something going on, or just an agent. Yeah, but then again, like, I don't know. Well, they all, like, the U.S. and China do have a relationship, and I don't know, the private lab, like, must have released this, and then, you know, medical mask industry went crazy, and lobbyists must have paid off the politicians, or they will be, you know, and the vaccine industry, well, that creates, like, a whole race to get the vaccine. They must have been... They said they used the same vaccine, like, similar vaccine as HIV and Ebola or something. Like, you know, like, this is, like, ridiculous. Like, we know it's all lab manufactured. How is that acceptable? Why is it private? Because, like, China's usually not into this. Like, if you ever see anybody representing China on any news show, like, on RT or... They're never going to have them on U.S., like, our media. But any accurate representation, like, they are so much more into the dry facts. They are. Yeah, they don't like to embellish and exaggerate either. And they do have their own biases. They are, like, nation-state-oriented. They want to protect Chinese sovereignty. And that makes sense, because they said they went through, like, that era of shame that they felt when they were, like, being, like, colonized or attempted to be colonized, yeah. And they were ashamed of that history. But then they kicked out all the colonizers really fast. They did. And then that's when they were able to pick themselves up, and they did an overhaul on everything. And Mao was the ruler, right? At the time. Well, he was a communist ruler, but a lot of people died. They say he was so bad. People died of starvation. They were mistreated, working, like, work-wise and stuff like that. But this was... Do you know how many people, like, capitalism has killed in, like, in India when they did the partition? Like, around that time, like, 35 million people were killed. And they robbed, like, $77 trillion worth of wealth. And there was mass starvation because all of, like... British companies were taking all the food, like, all the grain and stuff like that. So, like, that was, like, a huge colonial robbery, and they're owed reparations. There's people from India that say, no, the British people, like, the British, the UK does not owe us reparations, which is strange. Like, they get indoctrinated to think this way. And they're the perfect agents to, like, use to turn a population against its own country. And Chinese... People are state capitalist communistic. What does Josh think? I think I'm communist with state capitalist. Yeah, that's so cute. I love how they describe themselves too, with Chinese, like, yeah. That's cute. And they celebrate Karl Marx's birthday or death, I don't know which one, or both, in, like, every country around the world except here. He's scary over here, but it's getting more common to talk about, yeah. We have to. There's no choice on it. Even bankers think so. Yeah. The good ones that realize how sick they are. Why have bankers think?
Well, we're talking about, like, Wall Street level bank, like, the people that buy and sell stocks.
Yeah.
Because they just siphon the wealth off of the top. Like, why are we buying and selling stocks? It's just, like, a way, a Ponzi scheme, in a sense, because you get more people to buy into it, and then somebody that does insider trading or whatever has connections, like, that is insider trading, just comes in and sweeps up all the money, right? It's just a Ponzi scheme. And the other thing about that is, if a company is reaping such huge profits, why isn't it not trickling down to the lowest, like, level person? Why is the money not going back to the people working for the company? Why is some strange foreign person, not necessarily foreign, but, like, why is some stranger that has nothing to really do with the company's, you know, everyday coming, whatever you say, doings, and how do you say it? Everyday activities. Why are these people allowed to siphon off the wealth and take it? If you give the money back to the people working for the company, they will show much more respect for the company, and they will want to do better. And also, this is fucked up. It doesn't make sense why people don't rise up against the monarchical CEO structure. It should be co-op. Everybody should have an equal piece of the company, and they should earn a, you know, do profit sharing. Or do, like, percentages if, you know, the owner doesn't want to do it like that. You should get a piece of the profit of what you contribute to. No one can argue against that. What about hymenology? That's so disjointed. Yeah. Hymenology was disjointed. It was, like, barbaric. It was the most barbaric show ever. Oh no, we gotta just keep going. Hymenology, where do we start? Splash Zone? Oh my god, this man. That is, like, that was part of the thing that BB found really racist. It was, like, these spirituals. Oh my god, listen. Oh my god, listen. This is so much. Oh my god, this is my clever time or something. Or he's a jolly good fellow. I don't even know how to start with that one. Can you? Yes, you do it. He's like, I can't. Come on, she's a singer. I don't know how to do it. Manny's a singer too. She knows how to roll. Like, her stronger. She's got the strongest tongue too. She resistance training. Can you sing it? For he's a jolly good fellow. Oh my god, listen. Oh my god, listen to it. For he's a jolly good fellow. I don't even know how that goes. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Oh my god, the business. It's not gonna work, you know? Okay, so that doesn't work, but the clever title one does. I know. And then we got stocks, and bitches bent over. Stocks. They find new versions every time. Virginal vaginas. For real. It all comes back around. And then they have some men with their swords out. I know the definition of that on UrbanDictionary.com. You gotta check it out. And they whip out their sword. And then they just go to town, destroy the wolf, and she squirts her bloods out. Her bloods? Yeah. Her virginal blood. Into, like, the, up to the, about the 10th row. Out to the 10th row or so. You have to wear a raincoat. Technical one, yeah. And, let's see, Dan McBride is, like, obsessed with the show, because BB's like, nuh-uh, you won't get this kitty. And she just won't. She's precocious as fuck, but she hasn't been a lesson. She's God. Damn it, it's not like you're advertising. Oh no, it's so gross. I'm the dark. This BB has not been touched or molested. Molestar, the new show on him. Oh no. Nick was gonna be on it. Fuck Nick, he's like, I'm Molestar. Yeah, you're on Molestar. America's Next Molestar. Oh my god, this and BB. Namblo sponsors. Yeah, and what is it, NABLA? North American Man Boy Love Association? North American Man Girl. It doesn't work, NAMGLA. Okay, NAMGLA. She's a spokeswoman. Oh my god, a spokespeople. Oh my god. Oh my god. And then Cassandra does her vocals. Oh my god. She's like, all I say is, that's all those men want. They don't want a complex BB. Oh my god, they know. Yeah, they don't want a baby that talks back too much. Like she doesn't get her right. Because they're of age together. They're cohorts.
They're the same color. Damn it, man. Like, but baby, can we show you kitty? Baby, come on. My god, you can't. It's okay. Yeah, this is gross. I'm not sure. Not sure the kitten, you know. Not. And then we go to the playground. She puts a play school outfit on. It's so cute with a scowl on her face. Pissed off. Josh stole her swing. And then she throws tire shreddings at his dry shits. You can see the dryness too. Wow. Why are they dry? I don't know this. Oh my god. I don't know this to be true. Yeah, I don't know this to be true. Wait, no, I do know this to be true. Her shins are dry. Wait, oh, shins are not. He's so self-conscious. Yeah, so is his brother. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's Mark and his brother. He's like, you're rapid. Oh no. Oh no. He's made. He's made some tests. No, he's just acting like a fella. A feller. A gent. You're a country pumpkin. you're a gent. A country pumpkin. You're a gent. Wow. He's a gentle giant. Yeah. 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 It's because I imagine him. No, that was Josh, the jolly green giant. What is this that they do where it makes it feel like someone's gonna walk up to a microphone? Oh no. And say something stupid. Oh no. Where's Arboretum too? I mean Arboretum. Two. Remember that hard too? John McLean's kitten. I can't even do it like they did it. John McLean's killing me. You know what Sean is? Oh, he's saying me. Okay. This is Dan Bellows. Yeah. Why is Dan Bellows not anywhere? I don't know. You know Josh's accent for that Dan Bellows is using is the reason for my face looking like this, I think. Cause like it's like overdoing my nasolabial folds and stuff. Cause I have to hold my face back a lot. Dan Bellows' face maybe doesn't react as much. Cause her face structure is different entirely. Oh no, Ma's right. And hers is more all along, yeah. So for her face, it actually helps. Like her cheekbone, like her, you know, the apple of her cheeks, like, gets lifted. And for mine, my nasolabial folds are just accentuated. She's like, that's what I was like, aiming. That was my aim. All along. The perfect accent. God damn it, no. Okay, so now I know. I don't want to talk. But anyway, the planet talk was really interesting. And what other things do we get indoctrinated to believe? They really push gravity down your throat, you have to wonder. And also the speed of light when you get older. When they don't even have a real number for it. They're like, oh, it's approximately. Probably. Yeah. Even pie. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. It's just a fucking never-ending decimal. Yeah. I don't like living in a world where there isn't, like, exactness. Like, you know, computer-level exactness or synthesis of information. This is like sloppy like math done by a person. But a computer would do it like that too. Yes. But why aren't there more? Like the only thing that really makes sense, like the 2/3, they said that too. They mentioned the 2/3 golden ratio and there's a lot of symmetry shit. And then why is pi never in? But like why? Who? Why is pi never ending? Because it's like 3.14 blah 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 blah. We just use the 3.14 though. Oh. Yeah. And speed of light is like 3-something kilometers I don't know, per second. Yeah. 33,000? Or 30... I don't remember. I'm like, but you're right. Like, why isn't it an exact number? Because... This is the interesting stuff that I want to discuss. Like, what is the deal? What is up with these other, like, astronomical numbers, too? It's, like, just to bury your head in and, like, get lost in it. Like, what does an astronomy major get you? Is it a job at NASA? Because they seem to hire people from the military, almost, right? People with some, like, Air Force experience. Yeah. Not too hard, yeah, kind of. But I mean, and
And did you see the way that Neil Armstrong, right? Was it him? Neil Armstrong or the other guy? I can't remember his name. Does anybody know who I'm talking about? The way he acted before he killed himself or something? And his mom's name was Moon. Last name Moon or something. It's like so unbelievably like fiction sounding that it's not even believable. And she killed herself too. And he felt disgusted, I think, about the fact that we're lying about going to space. Same with that other old guy. Yeah, he went crazy too. Was an alcoholic. Not crazy. He's an alcoholic, and he just was like, whatever. Yeah. When you realize the lies that have been told, and they basically have a gun to their head every day of their life. Yeah. Because it's a big deal to indoctrinate us about this sort of stuff. Keeps our mind out of the political affairs that govern our life every single day, that have a huge effect on how our society is. We keep our head in the clouds. Inverted totalitarianism. That's what we have right here in our country. Globally, our corporations are still moving. Like that one. So, yeah, the same damn corporations just ate each other up, yeah. Conglomerates, yeah. Sad. And they're using prison labor and stuff openly, which is gross. Yeah. Why don't they all just stop? Lobbyists and money and politics. Kamala Harris, remember, they always give this example. She actually is some progressive democratic, like, firebrand or whatever, right? They want you to think that, like, she was running for president and all this shit from California. And then she's the one as, what was she, the prosecutor for the state or attorney general or something like that. And she argued to keep prisoners in prison longer to use them for labor, to pay them next to nothing and use them for labor. Slave labor. And also slavery, like that one documentary my brother was actually telling me about, the 13th Amendment one that outlaws slavery, it doesn't outlaw it in prison. So that's what they do. I boycotted some of the companies. Well, before I say Starbucks and, oh, I do media. I think I talked about it. That boycott, divestment, sanctions. And that's what they did to South Africa when it had its apartheid policy. And it worked. So Israel has the same apartheid policy against Palestinians. So, you know, you can boycott Sabra and us. What is it called again? So why don't you have it? Michael gave me one. I don't use it. But, like, why don't you have one if you're boycotting? Because that is the opposite. Boycotting means that you don't buy it. And then divestment means like whatever you have invested in that region where they are doing this illegal practice, like to pull out your money, and sanctions is a type of warfare, they say, but it works quickly in a country like, and this is like in South Africa and like in Israel, it'll work very quickly because they do not want to let their people unhappy, and we won't bomb them. Yeah, well, we will bomb Gaza and the West Bank, but hide behind Israel, yeah, as our attack dog. And we love to use Israel to market our new military equipment, just like they do. We know we like to advertise our new chemical warfare weapons and new latest crowd dispersing weapons and stuff. We love advertising weapons by using on innocent people that are trying to just get by and have a decent life. It was interesting that all had come in the story. I know you're just saying that. They got all up in arms because she was blocked. And they realized that it got the New York Times' attention. Like, really, really, they got up in arms about it a little bit. They were caught off guard. Yeah, they were caught off guard. They didn't know how to handle this story. And once you got into the details of it, like, that kid, Ahed, she had every, I was going to call, but she's not fair. She had every right to slap that stupid soldier. And he's also indoctrinated. He is. But it's really interesting how nature, nurture, everything play a role in whether you branch off and question things more. Because some people become so disgusted with the things that they see. And they wouldn't, you know, they leave the country too. But some people are misguided so badly. And they end up ruining the rest of their life because they're young when they are drafted. And then they feel the moral injury. Yeah, like that and I, like that and I, yeah. Everybody knows, I hate friends, but too much. Okay, I think people let me call them that too. But anyway, the moral injury that veterans have to suffer like early in their life is so traumatizing to just deal with that. It's beyond post-traumatic stress disorder. It's like a moral, he's so right, it's moral injury. Moral injury is like shooting innocent people just because you were asked to do so in war. You don't have to do it. You can shoot the commander. You can turn it around. You can turn the weapon around. They did that in Vietnam. And mutiny's happening. I love mutiny, hearing about it. But people are willing to die to do it. I like that. I think that's like shows real love for your country. Oh no. But it's so fucked up. They usually poverty is the draft, and nowadays it's even like college loans are the draft. Yeah, so it's just so fucked up that parents are willing to sacrifice their children just to get a little bit of help from the government. Yeah. And most people that are not like out in battle, like they like the structure of the military because it's socialistic. They have the, as long as the VA is doing his job and they have like military housing and stuff, they like it. They like living in a socialist society. And they don't even know how to articulate it. How does your dad live in Germany? Does he have military housing? No, he just lives on his own. Oh, he's done, like what? His military career? No, but he's like old. That's true. Right, yeah. That's interesting. He doesn't do it anymore. He just goes home and what does he do? He's still in the military, but he doesn't. Oh, what did he used to do? Or what, you know, what was his prior occupation in the military? He was somebody that never did much. He just, did he have to go into, like, actual warfare, like, battle? No. Oh, that's weird. I don't know. So it's like a government job, basically. Military affiliated. Yeah. That's good. There's so much trauma that I know I feel for you. Especially like with the drones, right? They get drunk and stuff and they sit in their like a video game type of chamber, yeah. It's grotesque. That they get encouraged to do it. And laugh about it too. I know, like in the what Manning, Chelsea Manning. That was a long time ago. It was. But she still was imprisoned recently because she stood up for Julian Assange. What is Julian Assange doing? That's so. They just want to send a message to any publishing entity or media entity, news organization, yeah, that like if you report anything that's like pure facts, like it's just documents, you're just showing people documents, there's no alteration and no spinning it, they're not okay with that if you leak anything. So it's supposed to just like inspire fear, or not inspire, but create fear amongst the self-censoring newscasters, like journalists, yeah. Chris Hedges, who is on right now and I'm listening to, he worked for the New York Times and he quit because they wouldn't let him report accurately on Iraq. And so he went to work for, was it Truth Out or Truth Big? I can't remember. But then one of them just fired him or let him go. So even the so-called progressive and, like, I don't like the word progressive either. I don't know how, like, what do you use? like the all encompassing, not all encompassing, like politically, that doesn't even sound right. Politically. It's such a hard thing to describe, like unity, politically unified, or unit, you know. Because this isn't a right left issue. Yeah, what? The idea of military industrial. Yeah. So why are you suddenly like more interested or what happened? Start listening. Oh, okay. That's cool. But she's like, why is there no more interest in what they're saying? Because people were like, why isn't she talking about this stuff all the time? Because they were all like hounding me for stuff. Or about stuff. And I don't even get it. Like, it doesn't make sense what was going on. Just stop using logs. Hey, what are those? What shells are they? The guys used to wear those one necklaces? She just said it. The those guys, like, was it like early 2000s? That guys used to wear those shell necklaces? Not con. I know that. What are they called? They just sent it to your head. And I saw it reflected in the light. You know, I see holograms in the light all the time. Like, they do catch it. They do catch it. Yeah. It might be because the light is right here, so it looks so bad. You can see the hologram under the light. And right now, I saw the Sensi thing that I have in the room. It has, like, little openings where the light comes out, you know? So, whatever they sent me, it shaped the light pattern. What is the name of the show? But I see letters. Yeah. I never thought of it. It's for corporation only. But didn't you say the name of the show? Do you know what I'm talking about? But you know what I'm talking about. The shells and guys wore in the like, early 2000s or something? Was it 90s or 2000s? I don't know. Is it, I don't know if I'm picturing. Is Josh saying he wore it? Mark said he did. Yeah. You did? No. Come on, tell the name. Patrick's like, oh, I did it. We just want to know out of curiosity what the shells are called. We could look it up, but it's not that important, you know. Okay, well, I'll just take a break right now.